Did you know that every 20 seconds, a child dies from a water-related illness? More than 3.4 million people die each year from water, sanitation and hygiene-related causes. Nearly all deaths, 99%, occur in the developing world. Statistics show that the water and sanitation crisis claims more lives through disease than any war claims through guns. And lack of water is often the reason for conflict, as well as it is at the heart of environmental issues. And water management, of course, is at the heart of climate change, sustainable development, achieving the Millennium Development Goals. That's why the United Nations has declared 2013 as the United Nations International Year of Water Cooperation. UNESCO has been called upon to spearhead the event because of its unique multidisciplinary approach, which blends the natural and social sciences, education, culture and communication. So events and celebrations throughout the year are wide-ranging and are organised by various stakeholders around the world seeking to promote actions at all levels in relevant areas, including education, culture, gender, the sciences, conflict prevention and resolution, ethics and more. Surfing the web, one discovers that there are many charities and organisations across the globe that focus on water as a fundamental human right and are dedicated to empowering the world's poorest people to gain access to safe water and sanitation. One such organisation is WaterAid, an international NGO whose mission it is to transform lives by improving access to safe water, hygiene and sanitation in the world's poorest communities. Ross Bailey is a campaigner working on water and sanitation at WaterAid. Speaking to Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni, he says he welcomed the UN declaration of a year dedicated to water cooperation.
First of all, would you like to tell me a little bit about WaterAid and what you do?
WaterAid is an international organisation working in 27 countries around the world. We help to enable the world's poorest people to gain access to safe water and sanitation together with improved hygiene. These are really basic human rights, and they're incredibly important to have a healthy life, to have good education and to have livelihoods. They're an essential step in overcoming poverty. And we do that by working with local partners who understand local issues. We work to provide them with skills and support to help the communities that they're working with set up and manage practical and sustained projects that really meet their needs of water and sanitation. And then I guess the last thing is that, you know, our program work is crucial. You know, working with our partners, we're helping to build more than one water point every hour. But one charity on its own, obviously, you can't solve a crisis of the magnitude that water and sanitation means. So we work locally and international to change policy and practice and ensure that water, hygiene and sanitation's vital role in reducing poverty is recognised at the highest levels of government.
When you heard that the UN had chosen 2013 as International Year of Water Cooperation, how did you react?
I think we're really pleased to hear it. The UN sets a theme every year for its World Water Day event, which takes place in March. And water cooperation is an incredibly important issue. But I think that we come at it through quite a specific lens. We want to be looking at how countries can cooperate to make sure that the poorest people in the world have access to water and also to services that relate sanitation and hygiene as well. You know, it's incredibly important that when we think about cooperation, we think about cooperating between those who have water and those who don't.
What do you say when you hear water is actually the gold of the future? Would you agree with that?
I think water is an incredibly important resource, and definitely during this year, when we're talking about water cooperation, we're going to be talking about how countries manage systems of water. But I think the key issue for us is that there's nearly 800 million people around the world who don't have access to safe water to drink, and actually related to that, nearly one in three people around the world don't have a safe place to go to the toilet, which often means that the water then gets contaminated. COVID. So whilst the UN, obviously this year, and organisations will be talking about how countries can cooperate to ensure that there's water sources, we need to be making sure that we're in countries where people don't have access to water because of poor infrastructure or poor service delivery, that countries are cooperating to make sure that doesn't happen.
What really brought it home to me is when I read that something like every 20 seconds a child dies because of lack of access to clean water.
Absolutely, absolutely. WaterAid has been a charity. We've been around for, this is our 32nd year, and we work across the world. And nearly 2,000 children every day die of diarrhea caused by unsafe water and poor sanitation. And we are really hoping that in 2013 this can be a year which galvanises the international community to think about how they can better cooperate to ensure that we start to reduce these numbers. And I think, you know, this is a really important time. Last year, the Millennium Development Goals, which were a set of goals set out in the year 2000, the goal for water was met, which meant that we'd really, really reduced the number of people who hadn't got access to clean water. But as I say, there's still nearly 800 million people out there who haven't got access to clean water. So we think that this is a great year to start looking forward to the future and whatever comes next after the Millennium Development Goals, so that we can end water, sanitation and hygiene poverty in our lifetimes.
I imagine that the climate change emergency is also having a huge impact on the management of water.
Yes, so some of the countries in which we work, I can think of the example of Bangladesh, for example, is that climate change does have an impact on how people manage water. One of the things that we do is we work with communities through our partners so that we can help communities adapt to the nature of a climate change event. In Bangladesh, where they've been heavily affected in recent years by cyclones and extreme flooding, particularly in the south of the country, we've worked with local communities so that we can ensure that people know how to manage water more effectively, and also working to provide services that relate to that. So, for example, in Bangladesh, there are cyclone shelters, and WaterAid, through our project work there, has helped to install better water facilities and sanitation facilities, because if people are going to be spending time in these cyclone shelters, they need to have access to those basic necessities.
Listening to you, it seems to me that the rule of thumb is cooperation, which is also a word that occurs in this International Year of Water Cooperation. How important is cooperation?
I think cooperation is absolutely critical. I mean, as I said at the start there, one charity, one country, one company can't solve this crisis on its own. With 783 million people without water, 2.5 billion people without sanitation, this is a massive crisis for the world. We need countries to work together. We need high-income countries like the United Kingdom, like France, like Germany, like the United States, to keep to their promises to provide funding for water and sanitation to low-income countries. And we need countries to really work together in what's a very important year, 2013, to come up with ambitious targets for whatever comes after the Millennium Development Goals. The Millennium Development Goals were a really effective way of galvanizing the international community to set clear aims for reducing the number of people without water. However, when we look at sanitation, it's still incredibly off track compared to the original Millennium Development Goal target. So we need to really see high-income and low-income countries, charities and the private sector working together in 2013 to come up with an ambitious framework for how we can end water, sanitation and hygiene poverty in our lifetimes.
You said at the beginning that it's a basic human right. Water is actually life, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have had a glass of water today, if you have been able to sit down at lunch and have a drink, you are better off than a huge number of people around the world. There's not much that we can do without water, and it is a basic building block. If children are thirsty, they can't concentrate in school. If there's no water to wash crockery and dishes, people get sick. And if there's no water to give to very young young children, they can die. And this is a real crisis that we must address. And it's something that, particularly on water, we have been achieving a lot, but it's only going to happen through cooperation between governments around the world. And that's why 2013 is a year of water cooperation. If it's one that focuses on the poorest people in the world and getting them access to water, that's something we really support.
And how important is public awareness as regards the issue?
Well, we think it's very, very important in terms of public awareness on water. It's always something that when we talk to people in the UK, where WaterAid was originally based, and in other countries around the world, that people understand. It's a very simple issue. As you say, if you don't have access to water, if you don't have access to a safe toilet or a way to clean your hands, it's pretty easy to understand how you get sick. And it's something that we really hope will be coming out, and it's something that we do a lot of work on in our campaigning work, in our communications work, in our countries around the world.
Ross, thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I think really the key thing for us is that we welcome the UN recognising it as a year of water cooperation, but we think that the most important thing is that we make sure that the nearly 800 million people who don't have access to water are put at the heart of that, and that governments cooperate with each other to ensure that those people, the most marginalised people, are given access to life's necessity.
Perhaps we could also add that people can maybe click onto your website.
So if people want to find out more about how water makes a difference to people's lives around the world, they can visit www.wateraid.org.
And you were listening there to Ross Bailey, a campaigner working on water and sanitation at WaterAid, speaking to Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni.